I know we're all hoping that today, January 7th, is a more peaceful day in our country than yesterday was. So this is your Morning Buzzcast for Thursday, January 7th. Good morning. I'm Abe Madcore. The storming of the U.S. Capitol building yesterday spurred a day of demonstrations across the NBA, but no postponements last night in the league. Last night, Phoenix and Toronto players encircled the Suns' midcourt logo before tip-off, arms linked, and heads bowed. Before the Milwaukee Bucks-Detroit Pistons game, players kneeled for 12 seconds after their opening tip. You saw some other players speak out. Other coaches make comments across the NBA. But again, no postponements around the league. We're going to keep an eye on this issue, of course, throughout the developments of the day. Let's move to some news around the NFL. Truist Financial, which of course we all know is the new banking giant, has signed on as a new NFL corporate sponsor. The Truist brand is looking to build awareness. It's a relatively new brand. It's in a very competitive banking category. So it will launch an NFL activation program during the league playoffs, which start, of course, on Saturday. So expect to see a lot of Truist activation starting today with a football-themed ad, which will debut on NFL Network, which is all about unlocking potential on and off the field. The ad is directed by noted Hollywood filmmaker Peter Berg. Now, Truist has also bought a national ad package on Fox and will have local buys on other NFL games. So Truist is the nation's eighth largest bank, and it's the NFL's first sponsor in the retail banking category since Bank of America left the league 10 years ago. This deal also marks the first major deal for new Truist head of sponsorship and regional marketing, Joe Smith, who, of course, many know, came from Bank of America. Staying with the NFL, let's put a bow on the NFL ratings because TV network and league executives are pleased that NFL viewership for all league games during the regular season was down only 7% across all the networks. And that is a very solid number in comparison to viewership from other sports leagues in 2020. At the end of the day, the NFL will account for 20 of the top 25 and 42 of the top 50 telecasts in 2020. Amazing numbers. They would have been even stronger, of course, if not being an election year. So our John Aran went inside the numbers last night in his SBJ Media newsletter, and here's what we have. ESPN's Monday Night Football was down just 3%, so that was a very good story for ESPN. CBS's Sunday afternoon schedule saw a 4% drop. Fox saw its Thursday night and Sunday afternoon down 6%, but its 4:25 Sunday afternoon window remains the NFL's most watched window for the 12th consecutive season. NBC saw the biggest drop for its Sunday night package. That was down 16%, even though Sunday Night Football will finish the year as primetime TV's most viewed show for a record 10th consecutive season. So, again, final NFL numbers. Down 7% across all networks for the regular season. Now we start the postseason, of course, with six games scheduled for this weekend. Let's move to golf because I was very surprised yesterday when I heard that LPGA Commissioner Michael Wan was leaving his position sometime this year after 11 years in the job because he had just signed a long-term extension with the LPGA in November of 2019. So no specific date in 21 has been set for Wan, and he did not disclose any future plans after he steps down. But I will say Michael Wan is young enough for one more run, and I'm sure he's going to get opportunities both inside and outside the golf industry. Now, the LPGA is expected to hire a search firm soon in an effort to replace Wan. As I noted, Wan, very well regarded. I've seen very few commissioners as well regarded in the boardroom as they are with the athletes on the tour. Wan was incredibly well liked by the tour's players. He was incredibly well liked by the tour's partners, sponsors, and media partners. And he's seen the tour through a series of financial challenges. They are scheduled now to have an ambitious year of 34 events. They have new tournaments, they have new sponsors, and they have a record nearly $77 million in prize money. That's amazing. When he got there, there was only 24 official events, and that he was inheriting the LPGA's smallest schedule in nearly 40 years when he took that job 11 years ago. I did find one quote from Juan very interesting when he said the process to find his successor will take about 3 to 4 months. And his message to the LPGA board, quote, let's find a 40 to 45 year old who can go as hard at this for the next 10 years as I did for the last 11. It can't be just a business. It's got to be personal, end quote. And that's everything that I've heard about Michael Juan. This was a lifestyle for him, and he had an indefatigable work ethic. And now Mike Juan leaving sometime in 2021, all eyes are on who could be the next LPGA commissioner. Speaking of personnel, a very good hire at the University of Georgia. They named their interim athletic director, Josh Brooks, to get the job full time. He will take over for Greg McGarrity. Now, we've talked about the athletic director role at the University of Georgia being high profile, highly influential, a great, great job. A number of athletic directors surely wanted it, but Josh Brooks is the right person to take over this role full time. He was interim athletic director just for about a week. That position became official on January 1. A week later, they give him the job full time. So who is Josh Brooks? Well, he's 40 years old. He went to school at LSU. He's got a very interesting background in that he worked in a number of football athletic departments on the operations side. He was assistant director for football operations at Georgia in 2008. He left. He came back to Georgia as senior operations official in 2015, and he really learned at the hip of Greg McGarrity. So Josh Brooks now taking over full-time at the University of Georgia. Very interesting news in the betting space when New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said that he will make mobile sports betting a central part of his new proposals to be laid out in next week's State of the State address in Albany in the state of New York. Now, Cuomo has long pushed back against legalized online sports betting in that state, but his change comes as obviously the state needs as much revenue right now as possible, and the neighboring state of New Jersey continues to dominate online wagering. So now Andrew Cuomo, a change of heart, now much more open to mobile sports betting in New York, which is music to the ears of all elements and all entities in the gaming industry. And finally, I want to end on a sad note. The sports industry really lost a titan yesterday as Proskauer Sports Law Group co-head Howie Gantz died yesterday morning. Howie Gantz is an amazing, amazing litigator. He was a member of Sports Business Journal's Champions Class of 2018. And if you could ever go back in our archives and read our tribute and our honor of Howie Gantz that was written by Terry Lefton, you'll see that Gantz was at the forefront of sports legal issues for more than 50 years. And he helped spearhead the development of Proskauer sports law practice, which of course included David Stern and George Gallants. He's worked with Joe Lucchesi, Brad Ruskin for all those years. Howie Gantz has been a key part of some of the most significant changes in sports. He's been a part of every NBA collective bargaining agreement since 1967 and every MLB CBA since 1999. So not only was he amazingly talented and good at his job, he was also just a kind, incredibly funny person. Decent, polite, a wonderful family man, and he was a really well-loved figure who will be very, very much missed. So I know on behalf of SBJ, we offer our condolences to everyone at Proskauer who lost a real titan in Howie Gantz. So that is your Morning Buzzcast for Thursday, January 7th. I'm Abe Matcore. Again, let's have a better day today in our country than we did yesterday. I'll talk to you all tomorrow.